702 and Cape Talk.
Sports Talk.
Right, next up we're going to have Fiso Maziboko talking about the Momentum One Day Cup final that took place earlier on today. Fiso is a SuperSport anchor as well, and he was working actually at the match, and he'll be able to bring us all the latest with what that win means for the Momentum One Day Cup. It was a brilliant performance from the Titans. They absolutely, I would say, demolished the Dolphins in that match, where they just claimed a very big win. And Adam Markram, once again, the star of the show. We've seen it plenty of times in the domestic season, in the Momentum One Day Cup, where he has really come and shone in every big match and on the world stage, and at least on the domestic stage. And I'm pretty sure that he would be somebody you could rely on to shine on the world stage as we move towards a World Cup. But we'll have Fiso Maziboko giving us a lot more in-depth and just sort of a bit more of a background as to what exactly unfolded and how everything worked out for the Titans, and also the season that they had, which was quite a good season. I mean, for them to get to the final of the Momentum One Day Cup, and then to beat last year's finalists so comprehensively. And mind you, the Dolphins didn't just sort of walk. They didn't have to struggle as much to get into the final. They played the joint champions from last year in the semifinals, and they absolutely walloped them. So they weren't a difficult, an easy team to beat. They were going to be very difficult, but then Mark Barcher's men were just absolutely phenomenal. So I think we will be talking about that as well, and see what kind of influence Mark Barcher has had in the Momentum One Day Cup final, and what influence he's had for the Dolphins. And Fiso Maziboko is on the line right now. Fiso, thank you so much. From Pretoria, I see you still in Centurion. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Bushley, how are you? It's a pleasure, man.
Absolutely. Always is a pleasure talking to you as well, man. And just give me sort of an essence of how the match panned out. It was a fantastic performance from the Titans.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think it all started at the toss, really, because coming into the game, day games, the team batting first had won 9 out of the 10 games, the last 10 games, at SuperSport Park. So the Dolphins won the toss and chose to bowl first, so they essentially went against the tide and the stats. And many can say that maybe that was a telling moment, because the Titans went in, and with the powerful batting lineup they have, I mean, they just really batted superbly. Aidan Markram, outstanding. I thought Dezorzi was looking really good. He gave this wicket away, so the platform was there. But the Dolphins can also feel hard done by, because, you know, you look at a crucial moment when Tinus de Bruin didn't have much, and he was stone dead in front of the stumps. And yeah, I mean, I don't know how umpire didn't give that. And you know, there was a lot of controversial calls that went in favor of the Titans, but I mean, take nothing away from them. They were absolutely superb. Markram, you know, we've seen in the Momentum One Day Cup, once he gets past 50, he always seems to convert. I think he's got 500 and 150 in the Momentum One Day Cup, so it just speaks about his conversion rates, and a really outstanding performance with the bats there.
And he did lay the platform. I mean, they scored a titanic 356 in the innings. Absolutely phenomenal batting performance. And it was Markram. Tinus de Bruin did support him, but we also saw half a century from Algar, and Behardeen, obviously, as always, coming out to play a little bit of a cameo role, as he always does.
Yeah, 100%. Algar was really good, played with good intensity. Tinus de Bruin, I thought, was really superb. He set that tempo early on with Dezorzi, and they looked really good. Jonathan Van Der also looked good in his day out in the middle. So the home team really looked like they're up for it, you know. And look, you can't take away experience of winning things, and they seem to just know when to turn it on, when to turn on the style. So a massive performance from them. And then we saw with the ball, you know, Gale Steyn set the tone from the get-go. Made an over, he was relentless up front. And, you know, we always felt that if the Dolphins are to get close to that total, Sadal Urvia as well as Warne Fernandez, with the tempo they bat at and the strike rate they often go at, they're going to be massive. You need one of them to go out and make a big hundred, because they are guys who are able to make big hundreds once they're in. And you felt that once they went, it was a really difficult course for the Dolphins. But, you know, when Vilas and Pehlukwayo got together, it was a really intriguing battle. And you saw the Dolphins all of a sudden slowly clawing their way back. You know, the run rate went up over 6. They brought it down to 7.5, I believe, the required rate. And the problem was always going to be the wickets in hand from there on. But, I felt that they could have got close. I don't want to call it a controversial call, but it was, it was not the best. I mean, Pehlukwayo hit half the ball and he was given LBW.
Mm.
And that was British heroic, I guess, because after that, you know, you could just feel the air sucked out of the Dolphins' chase. One can argue that it would have been tough to get there, to that winning score. But you never know in sport, and those moments can be absolutely massive.
Well, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking to Fiso Mazibuko, talking momentum, One Day Cup final where the Titans triumphed emphatically over the Dolphins in Centurion earlier on today. Now, Fiso, you're talking about Andile Pehlukwayo. He was on the losing side this week, but absolute match winner, that guy.
100%. An X-factor player, a guy who, you know, I'm lucky that I've known him from a young age, and a guy who I've always felt is really capable with the bat. Perhaps at times doesn't give himself the time to settle in, or sometimes the cause of the matchup doesn't allow him to settle in, but he's a really good player. And you saw today the innings he played, it looked like one of his more mature knocks. He was looking good. He was picking the right balls to go after. And one of the most intriguing battles was the mental battle between himself and Tabrez Shamsi. Shamsi started very well, and then all of a sudden Andile went over extra cover, and the pressure then was reapplied to the bowler. There was exchange of words, and that was really intriguing to watch from a young man's perspective. That it speaks about the mental strength he possesses. You look at an example in the T20 series against Pakistan, if I'm not mistaken, when David Miller was captaining, and you know he tried to speak to Andile in the final over, and his response was, "I've got this." That, for me, just speaks about guys who are willing to step up and want that ball and want that moment to be the hero for the team. And it speaks volumes of the character. And those are the type of players that any coach wants, any supporter wants. And look, they know that things aren't going to go right all the time, but they're not scared of the challenge.
And you're right, things aren't going to go right all the time. Things didn't go right all the time for him because, with the ball, he was a little bit expensive. He picked up that one wicket, gave away 79 runs in his 8 overs that he managed to complete. But was it just purely because of the people that he was bowling to, of the batsmen that he was facing?
Look, he wasn't at his best today. A lot of the bowlers weren't in the Dolphins team, and it was just one of those days, I guess. So they're a really good pitch, and batsmen that, you know, if you're just offline, I mean, talking about guys that are playing at international level, and that's the difference between guys who are domestic players and guys who are at international level, because you cannot miss your mark to guys like Aidan Markham, to Jack De Bruyne, to Dean Elgar. Those guys will put you away. And, you know, the moment you concede a lot of runs in your first 3 overs, all of a sudden you're trying to claw it back, and it's just one of those things where, you know, we saw in the semifinals how the team bowling first essentially won the game because they set the tone and they're able to apply that pressure. They took early wickets. And from there, it was a situation of how do you come back into the game? That's exactly how the Titans started, albeit with the bat. They really played on the front foot from the get-go. They put the bowlers and the fielders under pressure. And you saw the Dolphins not being able to answer as well enough. You can look at their bowling attack and say lots of young players, you know, even Bosch, talent, but young.
Yeah.
And Javlon, it's a second game in the Momentum One Day Cup, I think in 3 or 4 seasons because of injury. Andile Pehlukwayo, still a young man, international, but it does go wrong some days. And, you know, one star in that bowling lineup was Keshav Maharaj, outstanding. I mean, he took 4 for 36 in the last game of the semi-final. He was catalyst there, player of the match. And you look at then the performance today. I think he went for around 4 and over in his 10 overs and got the solitary wicket. But again, you know, a lot of people have said he can't play white ball cricket. He's showing it time and time again this season that, look, he can play all formats.
And so what do these performances mean, especially when it comes to the World Cup? We saw Ulinda Zondi sitting in the stands, and I'm pretty sure all the convener selectors, I mean, all the selectors would have been watching with a very close eye.
No, 100%. I'm sure they've got pretty much the bulk of the group that they would have had in mind. The one debate is probably around the batting spots. Do you take an extra batter? Do you pick? Is Hashim Amla going to be in the right frame of mind to play? Obviously we know about and our thoughts are with him with regards to his father's health. Do you then, if you pick an extra batter, then can you take Reeza Hendricks or Aidan Markram? Can you take all of them, including Amla, or does one sit out? The all-rounder spots. I mean, Pitlewa is probably the one shoe-in. Then the debate is around Pretorius and Morris. Even though Morris, he kind of said he's kind of out of the running in one of our Momentum Monday Cup games a little bit earlier in the season. He alluded to the fact that maybe he's not being looked at, but he was involved in the T20s. You never know. A lot of people speak about his X factor. Pretorius going steady and kind of very consistent.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the big debate. A lot of the guys are shooting. Your Iman Tahir, your Faf du Plessis, your Quentin de Kock, David Miller, JP Dumini, those are guys that will go, and it's also down to the fitness, is Andoch Nogia going to get a look in? Is he going to fit?
Yeah.
Lumen Gibb is also injured. Is he going to be fit and ready to go? So those are the debates, but there's no selection panel in the world that would be sitting there with five names or six names and still having to pick 10 names at this present moment in time. They're probably looking at one or two at best. And Otis Gibson was quoted a few days ago or a week ago, so saying that he's had pretty much his 15 in mind for a while now.
Yes.
Maybe the selections didn't say that because, they were chopping and changing, but I don't think a professional effort and with top-class coaches and guys like Lindo Zondi was involved in cricket for many a year. He's a former SAN 19 wicketkeeper. Those guys know what they're doing. I don't think they're sitting there thinking, we don't know. We've got eight and we're looking at another seven. I highly doubt that.
They
probably have the large bulk of it, and now it's just down to one or two guys who will be incredibly unlucky to sit out because we've got some really talented players in this country.
Yeah. Fiso Mazibuko, thank you so much for sharing all that knowledge with us. It's absolute pleasure to have you on the line.
It's a pleasure, all mine.
Have a good one. Cheers.